Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let me just get right to it. If you've been watching me on social media this week, you know that I told you that we are going to be giving you some information about seminars that you can attend at their offices, MediConnect. We've got those dates coming up. And I also told you that Ben Meyer would be here of Oasis Senior Advisors. And I also told you that Sean Horn would be here. So I've done my part.
You have.
It's time for you to take over. Mr. Sean Horn and our incredible guest, Ben, will be with you in just a moment. It's great to see you. Good morning.
Great to see you. How are you today?
I am wonderful.
Happy to hear. I'm sure you'd be doing a little bit better if you were Patrick Mahomes right now, huh?
Unbelievable.
You see that contract? 10 years.
Listen.
$477 million guaranteed?
Dear Mr. Mahomes, remember, you need a left tackle that has to make a good amount of money so you'll be upright by the time you reach midseason. Just something to think about.
I love it. I love you, how your brain is going already this morning. That's fantastic. Well, again, I want to say good morning to you, Rob, and thank you for having us as usual. And excited to welcome in this week Ben Meyer of Oasis Senior Advisors. What a wonderful resource. And I got to tell you, I mean, for the last 10 years or so, I've been involved with Medicare. And I never even knew when a organization like this even existed, to be honest with you. I mean, it is truly remarkable what you're able to get access to. And we've had a lot of guests on recently to kind of talk in this field. We had Comfort Keepers on a few weeks back, and we had the elder law firm from Seckler. So we're kind of going down a path to lead you down what you need should you happen to fall into the area of post-hospital care. So as a result, we're going to jump into that in a moment. But for our returning listeners and those who may be new, want to introduce us once more. We are MediConnect Insurance, and we are the area's largest independent healthcare advisory firm in Western Pennsylvania. And what that means for you is that we are here working at the benefit of the client to make sure that you are not being square pegged and round holed into coverage that may not fit your needs. We have no loyalty when it comes to who we advise with. So it is all about what comes to your medicational needs and your doctor needs and the hospitals you have to access and other assistance programs you might be able to partake in. So we're going to be here for the long haul when it comes to making sure that you're getting the access you need to the care that is out there right at your fingertips. And also, we offer these advisory services. You like to talk about this a lot, Rob, where there is no cost to be advised through this navigational process of Medicare, which is ever so confusing. It is inundating. It's overwhelming. And the thing about it, Rob, is we're here to make it easy. So we could talk in clear, concise manner, educate you in a relational manner to make sure that you get exactly what you need through this process. And we do have live advisors standing by right now. I have two of the best in the business waiting to take phone calls right now. Matt Connell and Kenny Mitchell are at the office. So 888-818-6334 or Medi. And as you just alluded to, Rob, yes, we do have our seminars returning here in a few weeks where we're going to be holding them in our office and practicing the safe and social distancing. And we'll all be wearing masks and to make sure that everybody remains safe. But again, Medicare has not hit the pause button through everything that's been going on. And you see little flare-ups here and there through the country. Well, we got to keep getting this information out. And listen to this number, Rob. I know you read the script, but again, it's a big one. 4,300 people within a 10-mile radius of my office are going to be turning 65 between now and at the end of the year. 4,300. That number is enormous.
That's so overwhelming.
It is. It is.
It really is.
But that also doesn't take into consideration those people who worked past their 65th birthday or those who unfortunately, you know, won't have work to return to because of what's happened with COVID. I mean, that's happening more and more as well. So as a result, if you fall into those categories, again, we're going to be getting back into the seminars here. And the dates that we are going to have them are Monday, July 20th, Wednesday, July 22nd, Thursday, July 28th. I'm sorry, Tuesday, July 28th and Thursday, July 30th. So again, if you are available and within that 10-mile radius, especially you're one of those 4,300, please give a call into 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com, hover over the green seminars tab, click on live events, and you'll see a full breakdown of all the seminars that we have returning here again in the next week and a half.
You want to spend a little bit of time? We got like 3 minutes with Ben, and then we'll take a break, and we'll come back and really kind of get into the meat and potatoes of today's show.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, we're welcoming in Ben Meyer of Oasis Senior Advisors this week. Once more, I can't stress enough, this is a company that I didn't even know that there was an opportunity within this field to help seniors. And really what this our community partnership series has been about making sure that the people that are listening are able to get access to more than just Medicare. And Ben, I'm happy to welcome you in. Yeah. And please give a quick little minute as to introductions to who you are and what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, good morning. No, I appreciate you letting me come on and,
absolutely,
and share a little bit about the business. So Oasis is a service to seniors and families when it comes to a point where they can't or don't want to live at home anymore. There's a bunch of things to navigate, and the process can be overwhelming and daunting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're a free service for that. And we help families when it comes to that and help them navigate everything that's out there, help them through the transition and help them determine what the best place is for them. And when they come upon that situation in their life.
And I got to tell you, Ben, I mean, I've been in homes before where I've been asked, where do I go? How do I get this access? What home do you recommend? And I just kind of put my hands in the air and said, I don't know. That's not really my area of specialty. So really, now that we're talking about it, a way that we can help, again, super excited to have you in here. We're going to dig more into who you are, where you got started, your background, and why you're so passionate about this. But again, folks, want to hit one more time. July 20th, which is a Monday, Wednesday, July 22nd, a Wednesday, Tuesday, July 28th, Thursday, July 30th. We are going to be hosting our seminar, 6 p.m. start time at our office in Kennedy Township, 300 Bilmar Drive, Pittsburgh, 15205. So again, Ben, we'll be back with you in a moment to kind of dig in deeper as to what makes you tick.
All right, everybody, stay with us. Don't forget, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. They're standing by, MediConnectInsurance.com. All right, Sean Horn is here, another one of those great partners with MediConnect. We are joined today by Ben Meyer of Oasis Senior Advisors and their advisors at MediConnect, standing by right now, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And don't forget, seminar times, Monday, July 20th, Wednesday, July 22nd, Tuesday, July 28th, Thursday, July 30th. All seminars will be conducted at the MediConnect offices and will begin at 6 p.m., we'll tell you more about that in a little bit, but right now let's get back to Sean and Ben. Gentlemen.
So yes, Rob, we're extremely excited to have Ben Meyer from Oasis Senior Advisors with us this week on this edition of the Senior Zone. And Ben, first and foremost, we didn't get to talk about this. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Pat Mahomes good or just Ben good?
I'm Ben good.
Okay, we can run with that though. That's okay. That's fantastic.
Do you realize, if God willing, he will live to be 65, which I believe he will. He's a great athlete. He too will get Medicare.
You better believe that. And if he moves this way, we'll be more than happy to help him.
There you go.
But Ben, we didn't get to talk a lot about this in the last segment when we did introduce you. So first and foremost, how are you today?
Good.
And then beyond that, what got you started in this, and how do you even come into the world of helping people through? I mean, you're a young guy.
Yeah.
I know you bounced around a little bit around this country. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I was in the corporate ladder, I guess, prior to this business.
Okay.
And so, you know, I was searching out business opportunities, and I was really drawn to the corporate mission of Oasis and really what they're trying to achieve and being that local resource for seniors and their families when they really don't know where to go, where to turn, who to talk to, you know, just being there for them and helping people out. You know, that's really what it's all about.
And that's the passion that we also share, so completely understand that. But again, you're not from Pittsburgh,
no,
if I remember correctly,
nope,
right?
Nope.
So how did that come to pass?
Yeah, so I'm originally born and raised in Iowa, on a small acreage there in Iowa.
Okay.
And, You know, my previous job allowed me to move around a few different places, and we moved to the South Hills and really just fell in love with where we're at, where the really what the Pittsburgh culture is. And you know, I actually grew up a Steelers fan. You know, I got the pictures to prove it. you know, so it was really great to be able to call Pittsburgh home now, and really be able to give back to the community here and help people out in this community.
And again, I mean, this is something that, again, we share a connection with, because it's the opportunity here because of our population base, mm-hmm. and we are a little bit of an older community as a result. So there's a plethora of ability to help people, especially with the passion that we share here. So want to talk a little bit more about the people that you assist. Mm-hmm. So if you had to break it down to a way of the common conditions or diagnosis scenarios that you often come across, where do you find yourself most active?
You know, the most common scenario that we come across is when there's a family that's in the quote-unquote crisis moment. You know,
okay.
mom or dad, you know, they had a fall, they had a health condition go on, and the family's left figuring out, you know, where do we go now? What do we do next? Mom or dad can't live at home. You know, what do we do? And when you're in that crisis moment, I mean, you're talking days to figure it out. And really, there's not a lot of time when you're in that moment to really determine what the next step is in regards to care for their loved one or themselves.
Because oftentimes this is a scenario that they hadn't broached before, correct?
Nope.
I mean, we're talking post-hospital care or perhaps long-term care.
Right.
And I do know that, unfortunately, not many people plan for this.
Yeah.
Which I totally understand. But what you're telling me through your business model is that there's still ways to help, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and when you talk about the statistics, you know, 70% of people in their lifetime are going to need some sort of elder care.
Ooh.
You know, it's going to happen, you
right.
know. You know, and there's a statistic out there that 90% of elderly folks have not talked to their significant other or their family about what their intentions are for that elder care. You know, so when it really comes to that moment, you know, you're really, the family's assuming what that senior wants and assuming they'll like this place or they'll like this type of elder care that they're going to get, because they haven't had that conversation, and they, you know, the seniors really just are taking for granted that the family's going to do the best thing for them.
Right. And I mean, I personally have a neighbor of mine who unfortunately is in a post-hospital care situation and didn't plan for it, obviously, and as a result, looking to sell their home now. And I mean, it's happened a couple times in my neighborhood. So I often say, Rob, that I mean, when we're in a situation like this, when we're buying our home, typically we're not using that as leverage for long-term care down the line. That's not what we're thinking of our, you know, biggest asset that we have in our lifetime. So I know that we've had previous conversations where what you try to do is find ways around that if at all possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really just putting the whole thing together, working with that family and working with their specific situation. You know, not every family I work with has a different scenario, has a different situation, needs different results, requires different levels of care, is in a different location. So,
as well as their medical needs themselves, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yep.
If you're cognitive and you can't just go to any place, right?
Right. Yep. No, that's really what it's about. And just really, you know, as an engineer, I like to solve problems, you know, and so that's what this is, you know, it's the fun part for me is figuring out the best solution for that family when you come across that.
And then again, what you're able to offer our listeners here today is an invaluable resource here. So can you tell them about what your fees are?
Yeah. So no, my fee for my services are completely free. You
what?
Know? I know. It's the best thing ever. And there really is, you know, some things in life are free. You know, and I truly am free to seniors and families. There's no obligation to talking to me. There's no catches. There's no gimmicks. You know, when somebody calls me up and we talk, it's truly just the cost of their time.
Rob, he just said free. Does that sound familiar to you at all?
Yeah, I've heard that a few times on this show.
You have, absolutely. I mean, again, what we share here is to be able to provide our expert services and to make sure it doesn't cost anything either. So to be able to partner with an organization that very much has that same mindset is truly powerful, and excited to see where this can possibly go. And Ben, if somebody does need your help,
mm-hmm.
how can they get in touch?
Yeah, so the best way to get a hold of me is my phone number. It's 412-853-5877. And also, you can look me up on my website at oasissenioradvisors.com/South Hills. Or you can follow me on Facebook as well as Oasis Senior Advisors South Hills.
And I've already had to call you a couple times to help some of my own clients. And I got to tell, I mean, the beautiful thing, again, very similar business model. When you call that phone number, folks, you're not going to be put through press one for this department, press two for this language or whatever. You talk right to Ben, and if he can't pick up right away, he calls you back within minutes. I mean, and also, I do know that you've been very active when it comes to surrounding this pandemic and how you're operating, which I think is a very unique part of your business that you've been able to grow out pretty quickly that I do want to touch on next segment. So, again, if you have questions for Ben, one more time with the phone number and website.
Yep, 412-853-5877 at oasissenioradvisors.com/South Hills.
Fantastic. And I just want to also remind folks that are listening in today that we do have our in-person seminars returning. Again, the dates of that are going to be Monday, July 20th, Wednesday, July 22nd, Tuesday, July 28th, Thursday, July 30th. All start times are 6 p.m. Register at 888-818-6334 or Medi. Or go to MediConnectInsurance.com, hover over the seminars tab, click on live events. But we also do want to talk about the fact that we do have the webinars that you still have access to. Rob, a few weeks back, we concluded having to run them at 12 o'clock. Now we have them on a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week format where you can go to our website, hover over the seminars tab, click on webinars, and register. We will send you the link to your email where you can watch the exact same presentation you would get in person from the comfort of your own home at a time that is conducive for you, so that you don't have to pause your weekend in the middle of it to stop and connect with us that way.
You know, it'll be nice to be getting back to the people, won't it?
Oh, it's what we're passionate about, Rob. I mean, to go back a couple months and when we had to put a hard stop on it, it truly took us off kilter quite a bit. But now that we're able to get back into it and reconnect with the people, I mean, when they come to our seminars, they see the people that are on this radio show. They see either myself or they see Lance or they see Joe, Brian. We're all there to welcome them in and welcome to our organization. And now you're going to be able to come to our renovated office that we just completed a few weeks back and vet us out and see who we are. We are official, folks, and we're here to, again, make this as easy as possible for you so that you're not inundated and overwhelmed through the Medicare process.
The great thing about what you all do, you're all Pittsburghers, and you understand these people. You have parents. Ben can relate. You know what I mean? It's just knowing what people go through in this part of the world and what their needs are when it comes to healthcare. That's why you've got an advantage, because you're hometown.
I mean, I grew up in the South Hills of Pittsburgh my entire life. I'm still a resident there. Every one of our advisors are from the area. I mean, I know all the hospital networks. I know some of the doctors very well by writing their name down on applications when they pick a PCP. So I know this community better than any other community out there. So as a result, you know, you're not calling out to the company that's being advertised by that quarterback that used to live around here that you're calling out to Iowa. No offense, Ben. But, you know, you're talking to people who are local here, and we have a CMS-approved call center that is independent. There's nothing else out there like that in our region. So, again, connect with us once more, 888-818-6334. I have advisors standing by that can answer your phone calls right now.
I think Brian can actually throw a better spiral, too. So, I think...
Oh, I don't know. I think you're giving him too much credit.
Anyway, here's the number, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Hey, don't forget we have those live advisors standing by, able to answer your Medicare-related questions, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. You know, I tell you all the time, the reason that you don't have to pay MediConnect, because those carriers, you've met many of them, pay MediConnect. And I know Ben wants to explain to folks, you know, when he says you don't pay, but he has to get paid, that's what business is all about. So how does that work, sir?
Yeah, so when it works, when I work at the family and I help them move into a community, that community is the one that actually compensates me for my services to the family. And it doesn't matter which community we're looking at, which one we're considering. I work with all of them. I have partnerships with all of them. And it really works out well for the families that they're able to get that free service.
And talk about that a little bit more. I mean, again, it's a brilliant business model. Truly proud to be partnered with you as a result of how you operate. But they make this phone call. they get a hold of Ben or they go into the website, they start to connect with you. What does that process look like for the person who's listening now that might need your services?
Yeah, so when we get a phone call initially up front, it usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes to have a conversation with that family to determine what's all going on with either themselves or their loved one. You know, really looking at what level of care they're needing, you know, what their where their location is, you know, and really what their financial position is like as well. And so just really getting into getting a full picture of everything that they got going on so we can make the most and the best educated decision and look at the best options for that individual.
And like so many companies around us, ours included, you've kind of taken to Zoom and web-based means in order to do the advisory work, give them tours and so forth. I was blown away when I called you the one time and you had to call me back because you were in the middle of a Zoom tour with the family. How does that work?
Yeah, it's in the era of COVID, it definitely has changed things for sure. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a challenge for families. You know, families want to really go and see the community that they're going to be at, really just get a feel for that community. So it's definitely a lot more difficult in this time when we have to do everything via video. You know, you can kind of see what places they look like via video, but, you know, and that's where I try to help families. I try to, you know, really give them a broader picture as opposed to just seeing things on the video. Right. Really, since I've been in all these communities, I know kind of what the culture is like, kind of what the feel's like. And so we really can talk things, you know, through a lot further rather than just, you know, looking at it on a picture.
And speaking to that, again, we're dealing with a pandemic still. So as a result, I have to believe that the need for your services may be greater now more than ever. Because again, we're not able to get out and see our loved ones like we typically would like to. So talk about the differences between assisted living and nursing homes for those who may not know.
Yeah, so that's a really good question. You know, I was working with a family a couple of weeks ago where I got a call from one of the children and, you know, he was trying to do things on his own, was trying to look at places and come to find out he was looking at long-term care nursing communities as opposed to assisted living type communities. You know, he thought that his dad needed to be mobile, needed to be ambulatory, when in fact, you know, he was very appropriate for an assisted living type community. So when you look at nursing communities, really the main drivers are for somebody needing to live there is they have high level stage wounds. They're okay. on a ventilator. Mm-hmm. They're on a feeding tube or needing continuous IV. So that's really what drives seniors to really live in a nursing community, where assisted living type places, you know, they can provide that small or high level of care. You know, some communities really can provide that high level of care for somebody that has a high level of acuity.
Okay.
And some communities won't do that, and they'll provide a little level of care, but would like their residents to be a little bit more independent. So, and that's where talking with an advisor, you know, to really determine, you know, this place provides this level of care, this place provides this other level of care.
And I want to touch on something that unfortunately is not in the script, but you're kind of got me going on a path here. So hopefully I'm not putting you on in a rough spot. But when it comes to the compensation end of it, I'll say for our company, we get compensated the same exact amount no matter what carrier they use, which keeps mm-hmm. everything completely unbiased. And because we work with everybody, you know, we're able to take in somebody's situation and make sure they're getting the most out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a similar type of scenario that you work in?
Yep. No, it's very similar. You know, when I work with communities and have partnerships with communities, you know, it's a one-time fee that okay. they'll compensate me with. So,
and it's standardized throughout no matter who you use?
Yep. You know, it just depends upon what's best for that individual, you know, what their situation is, and really just figuring out what the best outcome for that family
right.
is.
Right. Absolutely. Fantastic. And then when it comes to the financing of this type of situation, I know there's a lot of different things go into it. I hear Medicaid a lot. Again, that's something that my a couple of my neighbors unfortunately had to go through. They had to mm-hmm. leverage their house to you know, provide this level of care that unfortunately once that was gone, they became a ward of the state. How does this scenario typically work? And I know it's different per everybody you talk to, but how does this usually look when people start to work with you?
Yeah, so in the state of Pennsylvania, when you look at assisted living type communities, everything is privately paid for, which is different in other states. So you may have heard something different when talking with family members that live outside of the state, but in the state of Pennsylvania, everything's privately paid for in assisted living. When you look at having to go on Medicaid, mm-hmm. the only thing that the state will cover in terms of Medicaid is a long-term care nursing center.
Right.
So that's can be different than other states, where other states have Medicaid assisted living, where the state of Pennsylvania does not. So
so then to kind of compound all of this together, and again, not to take away, you know, what we're talking about here, but, you know, we've had Tim Seckler from the Seckler Law Firm on. We've had Comfort Keepers on. And these are organizations that you can work in conjunction with to make sure that the people that you're advising through this process are getting absolutely what they need.
Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely have a strong network of professionals that I do work with for whatever situation the family is. If the most desired outcome is to have care in the home, then yes, definitely looking at Comfort Keepers or, you know.
Right.
You know, it's nice, you know, I have a network of elder law professionals that I can call up and ask a simple lawyer question to.
Right.
And get that answer to that family rather than them having to try to search it out and, you know.
Absolutely. And again, this is a process that I am uncomfortable speaking about in front of my clients that I work with because I'm not an expert. I'm really not. I know enough to be dangerous. And unfortunately, as a result, I really tiptoe around that. And to have a resource like you that can really walk somebody through what is available and how to really work the system as best as you possibly can so that the family, the legacy number one is paramount, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to leave behind a positive legacy, but also, again, I mean, when I bought my house, I wasn't thinking of, okay, I'm going to use this for long-term care down the line. And very few people do, right? Mm-hmm. That would be nonsense to think that way. So, again, there are measures in place to where you can have workarounds or, again, the care end of it is really the most important. So, as a result, people like Ben at Oasis Senior Advisors are here able to help you. Ben, one more time, please give them the phone number and the address.
Yep. So, the phone number is 412-853-5877. And oasissenioradvisors.com/South Hills.
Let me just say why what Ben is talking about is so important. You can look at it from all different angles, but just from one angle that came to mind. You know, I live alone. I do not want to burden my children with this someday. They have enough of their own responsibilities when eventually kids, one already has a kid, their career, their earning years, keeping their marriage together, their family together. The last thing I want them is to go on a world tour with their dad to find out where I'm going to go to kind of, you know, play some shuffleboard and call it a day, which I am looking forward to it, by the way. Having somebody like you is going to be there and say, okay, what do you like to do? And I'm going to have a place that at least if I have to dwindle it down to two or three, at least I have a pretty good idea that one of them are going to work, as opposed to just say, waking up one day, you know what? I didn't get up as quick as I used to. I got to get it done. Overwhelmed by all of the stuff that's out there. Listen, I do elder law shows. I know what's going on in the world. I'm 63, soon to be 64. It's like Paul McCartney when he wrote, when I'm 64, he said, when you're 26, you don't get it. Right. But when you're 55, you get it, okay? So what you're doing, your service is invaluable, Ben, for people.
And if you don't mind me jumping in real quick, look, I've been in homes where I ask that question, what is going to be your plan for when you need it? And you'd be surprised at how often I would hear, oh, my kids are going to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it blows my mind, Rob, because I'm like, wait a minute.
They don't have the same likes you like. I love my kids, but they don't like to do what I like to do.
But look, you helped your kid get through college to get a nice job, and then you're going to expect them to stop working and move back home to take care of you? I love my daughters, but I don't want that for them.
And you don't want them telling you what to do. I'm the dad.
Right.
I'll tell you what to do.
I don't want them seeing me that way. You know, I mean, there's a lot.
That's a very good, legitimate, respectful point. Nobody wants, my dad, when he got sick, he didn't want to see people see him like that.
Right.
Because you have dignity. And some of the questions that you're going to ask Ben gets it because he does this every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. He's the expert. And again, it's the expert I lean on when I have questions like this because it's not my world. We can put you in touch with. We can help you get connected with, again, Seckler Law Firm and Comfort Keepers and Ben at Oasis. But it's not my world. It's not my level of expertise. I can help you with the Medicare stuff all the way through. But that end of it, Ben, I just don't know.
Yeah, and that's, every day is a crisis moment for me when I'm helping families. So when you're in that crisis moment, you know, it's something that I do on a daily basis. And know how to navigate that and can really
You
help.
Must be a pretty good guy to want to do this. Seriously, your parents raised you right.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I think we did well.
Yeah, they did well, you know?
It's passionate about educating, passionate about helping.
Somebody told me a long time ago, and he will remain nameless. He said, when you have to start saying, which child will take care of me, it's time for you to say, I got to find somebody to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, without a doubt.
All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. All right, seminars. I want to tell you, Monday, July 20th, Wednesday, July 22nd, also Tuesday, the 28th, and then Thursday, the 30th, start at 6 p.m., going to take place at their offices. Now, within a 10-mile radius of their office, 4,300 people turning 65 between now and the end of 2020. And again, that doesn't even include those who work past 65 and are now looking to retire or have been displaced to work from work from COVID-19. So you got to register today by going to MediConnectInsurance.com, MediConnectInsurance.com, or call them at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And once again, excited to have Ben here from Oasis Senior Advisors. And here again is your host, Sean Horn.
So Ben, we talked a little bit about how even your website says South Hills, right?
Right, right.
But what if I have somebody that's in the Cranberry area or somebody that's even further up north in Butler? Are they off limits to you?
No, I can definitely go anywhere within Pittsburgh. Since it is Oasis is a franchise system and we have a national network of business owners across the nation, you know, I purchased into the South Hills area. Mm-hmm. You know, that's my investment into the business. So that's why it states South Hills. But I'm the only one here in Pittsburgh. So I definitely can, you know, I've helped families up north, you know, Cranberry, McCandless, you know, I've helped families out east, Plum, Penn Hills, you know, for, you know, all those areas. So.
Okay. And again, talking about what we always discuss, I mean, this is the second oldest community in America here in mm-hmm. Allegheny County. So, again, a lot of people that need this help and he's willing to provide the service at no cost. I mean, folks, if you need this again, Advisor Senior, OasisSeniorAdvisors.com/South Hills. But Ben, when should families start talking to you about this level of care? I mean, is it too late to talk whenever they're fully involved into a situation, or should they pre-plan?
Well, it's definitely better to pre-plan, because when you're looking at pre-planning, you're looking at places based upon your likes and your preferences. When you're in the crisis moment, we're now considering places based upon availability, who has a bed open, you know, who can take you, who can provide that level of care. But if we plan on early, we're looking at, you know, what do you like and what kind of amenities do you like and those sort of things. So it's never too early. I tell families all the time, I'd much rather have a conversation around a dinner table than a hospital bed. Mm. But unfortunately, a lot of the times families wait for that crisis moment because they're afraid to have the conversations. They're, you know, scared to talk about this type of thing. So, and I come to you, you know, I don't have a brick and mortar building. You know, I come to wherever you're located at, you know, whether you're up north, whether you're in the South Hills, wherever, you know, I'll come to you and we'll have a conversation.
And when it comes to, again, we touched on this a little bit last segment, but the financial aspects of planning for this level of care, what do you most often recommend for the general audience member who, again, may have interest, may not want to jump fully on board with making a phone call? What should they kind of be looking at in this realm?
Yeah, no, I always, you know, since the state of Pennsylvania does require that private pay and they don't have any medical assistance for assisted living, you know, I always suggest working with a financial advisor, making sure that you do have your financial affairs in order in the event that this type of care would be needed. So, you know, retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, there are certain companies that provide long-term care mm-hmm. insurance policies, you know, so those type of things. And also veterans. Veterans are, you know, veterans can get financial assistance from the government to pay for assisted living, you know, and if you would like to, there are certain qualifications to meet that, to get that financial assistance. And so if you would like to find out about that, you know, just give me a call.
Well, I talk about that a little bit more because, again, it's our precious population, the brave people who serve this country. And mm-hmm. A lot of the times they have felt left behind by the system, even after serving our country. So I want to talk on that a little bit more, provide that type of advice, because how can somebody who was in the military further their benefits to make sure that, again, when they need this care, they're going to be okay?
Yeah, so the three main qualifications are you had to have been honorably discharged from the military.
Okay.
You had to have served at least one day of active service during an active wartime period.
Okay.
And then also your total asset levels need to be below $129,000 minus your house.
So the house is not calculated?
The house is not calculated, but in the event that you would move into an assisted living and sell your house, then it comes into play. So,
understood.
And I mean, those benefits, I mean, for a spouse of a veteran, if this veteran's deceased, is $1,200+. And then for the veteran itself, it can be $1,800+, and that's a month. So
wow.
That can have a large impact and provide a lot of resources, good resources for those type of individuals that need that care.
And again, folks, this is information you're not getting elsewhere on a Saturday morning. Again, this is free advice to be able to make sure that you're not left behind by the system that you have access to. Medical coverage, mm-hmm. something I'm obviously a little bit knowledgeable in, right?
Definitely, definitely.
How does this all play into what you advise, and how can we plan better in that regard?
Yeah, so when talking about medical coverage, the medical coverage really doesn't have a large impact on the type of community that you'd be looking into. Obviously, I'm definitely going to, help suggest families to work with MediConnect on that type of medical coverage and really maximizing the coverage for the least cost, and that's what it's really about.
And then lastly, the best ways to access your service, one more time.
Yeah.
They need to know how to call you, Ben. Give it to them a few times so that they can write it down.
412-853-5877. Again, my website, oasisseniorvisors.com/South Hills, and also Oasis Senior Advisors South Hills on Facebook if you'd like to follow me and keep up to date on updates and articles that I put out. And again, 412-853-5877.
And Ben, I've been on your website before. Very, very clean to run through and mm-hmm. get the information you need. So job well done there is to make it accessible mm-hmm. For those who have never gone down this road before. And again, oftentimes when they're talking to you, this is something that they've never planned on, something that they hopefully never thought was in their lifetime. But to be able to put your head on your pillow at night and know that you're doing the best job possible for the people who need help and their families maybe around the country, whatever it might be, that's got to be such a powerful feeling.
Absolutely. No, it's definitely rewarding when you get that family that, is so appreciative, was really overwhelmed with things. And after we talk and have conversations and get things figured out, their stress level just drops dramatically. And it's definitely really rewarding.
Well, to talk about stress levels dropping dramatically, if you're somebody who is new to Medicare, whether you're turning 65 or you've worked past that birthday and now you're looking into the federal program for the first time, we are here to make this as easy as possible for you. We have a couple different ways to access the information. Again, Rob talked at the beginning of the segment. We do have our live seminars returning Monday, July 20th, Wednesday, July 22nd, Tuesday, July 28th. Thursday, July 30th, all start times of 6 o'clock. It is being held at our office, which we just renovated. And we will practice the safe and social distancing. We'll have our mask on. You'll get to meet the people that are on this radio show that will be presenting this information for you. Also, if you don't want to come and join us, that's okay too, because we do have the webinar that you can plug into. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com, hover over the seminars tab, pick the option you best prefer, either it being the live event or the webinar. And again, connect with us today. We do have advisors live until about 12 o'clock. 888-818-6334. Matt Connell in the office with Kenny Mitchell, two of the best in the business. If you have any questions as it relates to Medicare or ways that you can get in contact with Ben Meyer of Oasis Senior Advisors, please let us know how we can help you.
Ben, listen, it was a pleasure having you here today.
Absolutely. It was great to be here.
Keep up the good work. And to you, always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Look forward to doing it again soon.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for MediConnect, the Senior Zone, and they're here every single Saturday, but you can call them. They're always at the office, those live advisors, for the next couple of hours. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334.